All right, call to order the October meeting of the Kira Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. The first item is approval of the agenda, and actually I would like to make an amendment to the agenda based upon the minutes. Item under old business, C, fences, we voted last time that there's no further discussion to be taken off the agenda, so I would recommend that item C be taken off the agenda. The other two items are still on the agenda according to last month's minutes. With that motion, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next item is approval of the minutes for September 2nd. Just want to take a minute and look through them and if anybody has any recommended changes. Okay, is there a motion to approve the amendments?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item is public comments. Okay. On the old business, item A, request for text amendment with control of setbacks is kind of a follow-up as to what the council is... Joe, you presented that to the council, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. You want to, anyway, I read the minutes of the council, but do you want to give any feedback on that?
Y'all voted on it, correct?
Yes, we did. Not 40 to 100%.
There you go.
Was there any discussion on it?
Just that some of the discussion points were kind of like Alan made, that you know, everybody's been doing this for a long period of time. There was space in the back. There's no reason to... There's no hardship.
Right.
Without hardship, there's not even a reason to consider it.
Okay. All right.
So all right. Harsh. Harsh. Kind of harsh.
And.
But harsh.
Right. And you start to see, I think, a bit of a precedent starting to take place where if people can't go through the process, then they start applying for text amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We won't mention the history of that, but that does seem to be a process that we may see more of in the future. So,
sure will.
All right, any further discussion on old business item A? Nope. All right. Item B, duplexes, parking issue. Last month we didn't table it. We just kind of, I guess we did table it, but for more discussion, more research, I believe that, Alan, you kind of made the motion to table it. And
yeah, I'm going to make that motion again, because we didn't really do anything this month about it. We're too busy.
Okay. Is there any further discussion by the members?
I'll try and get together with John.
This really might be a short meeting tonight. All right, is there a motion to table that issue until the next... I won't say till November, because I'm going to make a motion that we consider maybe not meeting in November rather than doing these five-minute meetings. But how about if we... Is there a motion to table that to our next meeting? Let's put it that way. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. New business, manufactured and container homes. I suggested that we put this on the agenda because obviously there's one being built on Carolina Beach. I haven't seen it in the last month. I don't know what it looks like now, but I did enjoy driving by on almost a daily basis to look at the development of that. And yes, it's a container. It's a number of shipping containers. They cut holes for the windows. They framed the inside, and that's what it is. So, have you driven by it lately?
I drove by about a month ago. It was the last time I went.
Okay, about probably when I drove by too. So, yeah, it still looks like a shipping container.
I've driven by it several times. But
what's the address?
South Carolina Avenue.
6 and South Snapper.
It's not 6. It's like Snap on Snap.
Yeah. Snapper and South Carolina.
Yeah, just go drive that way.
Right on the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right on the corner, actually. And I think there's four of them. I think they're going to put them where there's almost like a patio on the inside or something like that.
That's what it looks like.
Kind of a hacienda sort of thing.
I saw one coming in, another one coming in on a flatbed this afternoon, though, but I never followed up with it.
All right.
Has anyone seen
them? Our our code does allow manufactured housing.
Yes.
That's houses that are manufactured to be houses. These happen to be manufactured to be containers, my view.
But could you call...
That's a strict interpretation.
I mean, we might call that a prefab home, too, to some extent. So I would suggest that we ask our attorney maybe to look at the state statutes, look at our ordinance in Curie Beach, and consider whether it's even possible to maybe provide some language in our local ordinance to restrict that sort of thing, given that there's obviously somebody doing it on the island. And we may see this happen here. I'm not sure if we want to have it happen here, and that would certainly be another discussion, but it'd be good if we have the attorney's recommendation as to what sort of language could be put in there, perhaps to restrict or not restrict that sort of thing.
Excuse me, Chairman, one question to make sure I'm on the same page. Are these really like the shipping containers you see coming out of the
Yes.
port?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not like, they are.
Okay, got
they it. Are yeah. the shipping containers.
They actually look pretty cool. If they're,
if
they're done up the right way, they're pretty
yeah.
cool.
Nice.
We should not limit that.
They size? Yeah, that one's size? Really? I think that's...
What?
I got to say, as long as it meets...
I know, but your guidelines... Well, this is for a future...
progressive community.
But we got to look at the... But we have to keep look at the impact on the value of adjacent
properties. I don't think it's going to impact.
Well...
There are some pictures on the internet. I spent some time today looking up in manufactured container houses.
Mr. Chairman, Chapter 168 prevents you from discriminating against manufactured homes. Refers to a statute for the definition of manufactured homes, which I've looked at very detailed. And as we mentioned in informal conversation prior to the meeting, there's a whole slew of interesting cases on that topic. The other way to, whether it's one of those or not needs to be looked at, the other way of looking at it is just how the code handles, treats, defines, regulates dwelling units. But I understand what you're saying and see if there's anything in there or what could possibly be proposed to address that issue.
And, you know, it very well could be that, and from the sound of the discussion on up here informally, I mean, maybe that the P&Z and the town council don't have a problem with it.
Right.
You know, and that's certainly a, you know, a point of discussion. But it'd be good to have, I think, the legal, you know, opinion as to what can be done or can't be done. Because that other discussion might be moot depending upon the legal position.
You can find pictures, say two are set this way, and then two are set on top and overhanging part of this. Its own little car port, if you will, and they're just four of those containers. They're painted brown, they look nice. But there's also some that are put together and then they're resurfaced on the outside and they have a like a roof line built and things like that. Then if it was sitting there and you drove by after it was finished, you would not know those are containers.
I have to ask, why would somebody go through the big effort of finishing it like what you're describing and making it look good rather than just building a house? I mean, it just seems to me you're just getting a shell right there.
I think it's the whole idea of the whole mini house thing that's coming up.
It's got three reality shows about it. There's three shows about it. It's a great
one. I do watch the mini houses, but those are stick films.
Yeah, but it's millennials, younger people, that's what they like.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've thought about it on a 50-by-100 lot. If you could put a couple of them and make the courtyard and mow them up.
Okay.
I mean, I'd have to have three of them. I
mean,
I
tell you, when I was a young kid, laying in bed about thinking my future, I just couldn't. I just dreamed about living in a container.
Well, that's
well,
very
interesting. Well, based on the ordinance right now, I'll be denying any proposals.
Based on the ordinance? Okay. All right, well, that's all good information. I would suggest that, you know, again, we ask the attorney to kind of look at this. John just said that, you know, based upon the ordinance right now, it would be denied. We could have a discussion as to whether we want to have that sort of thing. Whether we want to maybe go to the council and get their opinion as to whether they want us to look at this or Because right now, it would be rejected here, right? Is that what you're...
Based on the ordinance and the definitions, yes. I'd be denying that permit.
Definition of dwelling unit?
No, it's definition of manufactured mobile homes.
Okay. But it's not a... Well, it's not a mobile home.
No, it's not a mobile home.
No. So why would it be denied?
Notwithstanding Mr. Batson's interpretation, which I'm sure is correct, the town attorney would welcome an assignment like that. These meetings are intellectually stimulating, but I'd love to get my teeth into something.
Get your teeth into a container, huh?
What would be the difference if you brought your house in and
soon
from
now I'm going to get something.
I agree. I think this is a fascinating discussion, but I think it'd be good to have the attorney look in detail about exactly that sort of thing, what the definition of a manufactured home is, look at our ordinance, look at, you know, the state statutes and all these sort of things. That,
I mean, they're no different than a cinder block car.
There are some cool looking ones. I mean, right now.
I'm sure there are. Yeah.
Mid-century modern kind of stuff coming back.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. There's cool looking tree houses and everything.
We got a glass house on the ocean right now.
I mean, it's a beautiful house, but it doesn't fit.
Let's see, there's a couple of old ones. There's that old pile of other ones.
Well, that's the thing. If it's something that can be done, then we probably need to either deny it or you regulate it somehow.
But you know that makes an interesting point too that we could talk about because we don't have an architectural review, so we couldn't review it from an architectural point of view. So if it's allowed, somebody could just put a container there.
There you go. You make it a special use.
Well, that's it. You make it special use, so they have requirements. So does it need a roof?
Anyway, I think that's a great discussion for our next.
I think it'd be fun. I'm kind of enjoying that one.
The container. We can invite the press too. I'm sure the press is dying for a discussion like this.
I'll make some models for everybody out of tuna fish cans.
There you go. That's the future.
There are some round ones in that group of pictures on the internet.
All right. We can certainly continue. The discussion is on the agenda, but you know, I would like to make a motion to table this into our next meeting, and then with the assignment to our attorney to look at the legal definitions, implications, and so forth, so we can have a good discussion on this. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion on this?
No. Okay. No, I'm done.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Any member items?
With the rental certificates, I do need to follow up with Chief Cooper.
Oh, that's right.
We were going to do that at the November meeting.
Okay.
So I had planned on following up with him in the next couple of weeks, so I could maybe have him come to the November meeting and go over whatever issues that they occurred through the summer.
Okay. Oh, about the nuisances?
About the nuisances, yeah.
Yeah, see what data they're tracking and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk about that. You know, again, this is a 15-minute, at best, meeting. I'm not sure if our November agenda... Is there anything upcoming that you know, John, on the...
No, this container
has... I'm here November, I'm here December, so it's not because I'm away, but does it make sense to... have the attorney drive all the way out here for a 15-minute meeting, or...
It's not uncommon for y'all to not meet in December at a minimum.
I mean, we could not meet in December, we could not meet in November, we could meet in November and not in December. We'll have a little bit of a discussion on this, or we can meet November and December.
The November meeting will be the day after the election.
I don't think that'd be very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's up to you guys.
I don't mind, you know, given what's on here and I think the discussions that we could have, I certainly don't mind not meeting November given it's the election time and that sort of thing and just plan on a December meeting. Or some people like to travel in December and would rather have the December canceled.
But it is, I mean, our meeting is always the first Wednesday. So December is only going to be 6th or 7th or 8th of December. I mean, most people that travel during Christmas.
December meeting would be December 2nd.
You can move the meeting how far before?
I think we have a 7 or 10 day Right. I mean, we could schedule a November meeting, and then if, I don't know. I mean, what does the commission feel?
Officially, let's skip November, schedule, thinking we're going to come in December, and that one may also. It's December 2nd, so it's only a couple of days into the month of Christmas.
Alan, you have any preference?
No, I'm not
making. Okay.
I'm the last.
Right. Do you want to make that a motion to skip the November meeting and meet on our December regularly scheduled time?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. But we're going to have, make sure we have on that agenda item the discussion of the rental data.
And the homes.
And yeah, the homes, the manufactured homes, and the parking. Okay.
Fort Holies. 500.
Right. Okay. So we have three agenda items just to make sure that it's for old business. It's going to be the duplex parking issue. It's going to be the manufactured container homes, and it's going to be data collected by the police department regarding violations. Any further member items?
Okay, is there a motion we adjourn?
Okay, is there a second?
Yes.
Second. Okay.
Yes.
Do we have permission to start advertising for replacement for P&Z yet?
Well, we have.
We already have.
We have one. We have our alternate.
I guess we do have an alternate already.
Yes, and he's already been approved as the person that would fill the position when somebody leaves.
Okay.
So, right. And actually, he should be notified because he would be sworn in at the next meeting.
Is there an absence?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
All of those are going to be our votes.
Yeah.
So he can't
swear.
Right.
He can't swear. I can do double.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he'll be able to resign at the next meeting. So Ken Richardson.
In January.
Ken, yeah, Ken, that's right.
Ken will be sworn in December, I guess. Or either one.
Well, you. Yeah, so you would resign, and we want to make sure that Ken is here, so we need to have Ken, I guess I can do that, I can communicate with him or something, but we need to make sure that he would be sworn in then on, was he sworn in as an alternate? I forget.
Whenever he wants to resign.
Don't mind me.
He's not sworn in until.
I'm not giving up until we discuss the container hall.
Container hall, okay.
I knew it. Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, I'm probably getting out of order, but let me just ask you. They're really an advisory board, not a board of adjustment that actually can make.
No, we're state mandated and we have to be sworn in.
Okay.
It's a legal, yeah. The us and the board, the board of adjustment. Yeah,
I'm going to have to talk to my teacher in the clerk class then.
Yes. No, it is. Yeah, the P&Z is a state required,
yes,
statute.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, and so we're sworn in like.
Sorry.
Yeah, those are the only two, the Board of Adjustments and then the P&Z.
Okay.
On that. So. All right. We didn't take a vote. We do have a second for adjournment. Is there all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, very good. 18 minutes.